What's up to all my beautiful and amazing people out there in podcast land? You know who it is? It's me, Jarrell Jackson, better known as Life Coach Jarrell. And of course, I am your certified professional life coach, and I am here to shift, motivate, and navigate you to becoming the absolute best version of yourself, right? So, as always, let's go ahead and get a shout out to all of those good old people who allowed me to post and host my podcast segment on their platforms. Thank you so much, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Radio Podcast, Stitcher, Periscope, and so many more. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio. Thanks, guys, for the continuous love and support of Trust Jarrell Reloaded and Flowing with Life Coach Jarrell. You guys have been nothing but a blessing to me, and your love and loyalty will never go unnoticed or unthanked. Thank you so much to all of my friends and family members that have been supporting the podcast since day one. Thank you for everyone that I have gained followers of and from on the podcast within this year. I just get so much love and support from you guys, especially you guys that follow me on Twitter. Thank you for retweeting the podcast. Thank you to all of the people on Facebook who reshare the podcast. If you've ever liked the podcast or sent me a message or just even seen me out in public and said, hey, man, I enjoy the podcast segment and I just really, really love what you're doing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So guys, we know that today is November 19th and tomorrow is the last day of Mercury retrograde. And I don't know if you guys have been feeling it, but retrograde has kind of been kicking my butt. Not bad, but just a tinge. But I can say I've been getting some really good rest. Work has been a little iggy like the last 2 days, and it's hilarious, but I understand and I know what it is. But I'm definitely staying grounded and keeping myself clean, guys, and you know, showering with my Florida water soap and keeping my energy pure. But it's all about keeping and staying centered and doing what's best for you and not allowing yourself to get overwhelmed. It's okay sometimes to just step back and say, hey, let me take a breath. Let me chill out for a minute. Let me not take things so serious. Reevaluate and then allow yourself to re-enter into that day or into that moment. So tonight's podcast, guys, I just wanted to talk about an experience that I had that I kind of used to, I guess you can say, add value to my life. So if you guys don't know, I do love to cook. I think I'm a really good cook. I've never had any complaints. I've never in my life made dressing, like holiday dressing, because I've always heard my mom talk to people like my cousins, my uncles and nieces and nephews that were a little bit older than me and cousins. Well, not my nieces and nephews, hers, my mom's nieces and nephews. But they would always ask my mom, you know, for her recipe to make dressing. And ever since I was a little boy, they would always say, Aunt Corliss, my dressing didn't turn out like yours. I didn't get it right. I don't know what I did wrong. So my mom is like the dressing queen. So I decided to call her on Saturday. And I said, well, Mom, I won't be home for Thanksgiving, but I want some dressing and I want you to teach me how to make it. So she laughs as always because me and my mom together were really, really goofy. And she was like, boy, if you get this dressing, I know something because everybody else can't never get it right. So she told me everything that I need and gave me all of my ingredients and gave me the instructions. And I asked questions numerous of times because I'm like, I will not shame my mom and make horrible dressing. So let me make sure I get this right. So long story short, guys, I made the dressing and it turned out pretty good. It turned out pretty awesome. And she called me Sunday and she was like, how'd it turn out? Tell me. So I told her about it and we laughed and we talked. And the lesson that I took from that is that making that dressing was something that I've wanted to do for a really long time, but just out of fear and not having enough confidence or courage within myself to ask for help, I ran away from it. I was like, yeah, I want this. I want to make it. I have a taste for it. But rather than messing it up and rather than getting it wrong, I just won't make it. I'll substitute it for something else. And as I was making that dressing that Sunday, I was asking myself, how many things in my life have I applied that same way of thinking when it comes down to wanting something, wanting someone, or wanting to be a part of something, being too afraid to go after it, being too afraid to voice my feelings and how I feel, being too afraid to apply for a job, being too afraid to leave a situation that may not have been the best for me. How many times have I had a really, really positive and healthy thought about something that could really benefit my life, but out of fear, I've just decided to either stay in that situation or do something else? And I know sometimes you guys listen to the podcast and I know you're like, oh my God, been there, done that. And that's why I do these podcasts, because I know that the way that I feel, I'm not the only person who feels that way. But as I was making that dressing and I was following the instructions, it dawned on me. Sometimes in life, we are so afraid of things and we don't know if we're going to get them right. We stay away from them, but rather than staying away from them or either going towards them, we don't even ask the people who are already in those positions in life of where we're trying to get. My mom is the queen of making dressing, and the only thing that I had to do, which is so simple, was ask. Ask for help. Ask for a pep talk. Ask for confirmation on if I had this right. That's what life is all about, guys. Sometimes we're afraid to venture out into new ways of being or becoming ourselves, and we have family members or friends or associates that are living the life that we believe that we want to live, or they're working in careers of where we want to go, or they're in that tax bracket that we want to be in, or they're in that place of spirituality or financial blessings or emotional peace. They are in places that we desire to be, but out of asking them how and how can I get there? What is it that I need to do? What is it that I'm not paying attention to? We run away from asking them and we allow ourselves to stay in very, very, very not so good situations. We see a lot of people do it a lot with relationships, right? You see people who are in really, really bad relationships, but they see people who are happy and people who are in healthy and loving relationships. And rather than saying, hey, have you ever been in a toxic relationship? And if you have, can you give me some advice or some pointers on what you did to get free? Us as people, we have a problem sometimes with listening to respond rather than listening and soaking up and then applying. That's how it was with making that dressing. I literally had to open up my ears and listen to the instructions of my mom, and I had to write those things down. And I had to learn how to not interrupt her, to listen, to let her finish, because if I would have interrupted, I possibly would have missed something. Apply that to your life. If you're ready to get out of being afraid all the time and not facing your fears and being afraid to really take your life to the next level, I encourage you to reach out to someone. Ask them questions. Listen to the advice. Follow those steps. Get out of your head zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of fear. And start putting pen to paper, envisioning the life that you want, and making the necessary steps to get to where you want to be. Now, I'll tell you, while I was making that dressing, there was a couple of times I wanted to call my mom, but I knew that she was in church. And I was like, well, I can't call her because she's in church and she probably won't answer. So what I had to do was I had to really close my eyes and I had to go back and listen to the conversation again in my head. And I had to say, okay, yes, she told me to do this. That's life. Life is, wait a minute. Where have I seen this situation before? Where have I felt this feeling before? When was the last time I was in a situation like this and how did it end? Oh, that's right. It ended this way. And that way really wasn't good for me. So rather than make those same steps and those same decisions, I'm going to choose different so that I can have a bigger and better result. That's all that life is about, guys. Life is like this huge cake. And you have all of these different components to make the best cake. But if you leave out maybe one or two or three ingredients, it's not going to be the best cake ever. So we're not going to get everything right when it comes down to life. We're not going to always make the best decisions, and we're not going to always choose the right people. We're not going to always make the best financial situations. We're not going to always choose the best major in college. We're not going to always choose the best credit cards to purchase. Like, if you think you are going to be a perfect Patty or a perfect Peter, I want you to get that out of your head. Like, mistakes are going to happen, but it's all about learning from those mistakes and asking people who have made those mistakes so that you don't continue to make them. Apply the strategy to making dressing to your life, because I know I have. Never be afraid to ask for help. Never be afraid to go after your dreams. Never be afraid to want something so bad that out of fear, you're afraid to ask for it. Because reality is, when you finally ask for that thing, or you go after that dream, or you go after that fear and you conquer it, reality is going to say, if I knew it was this easy, I would have asked or spoken up or done it a long time ago. So that is tonight's podcast, guys. I want to leave that with you. Face your fears, and it's not as bad as you think. I promise it's not. So you guys, please be sure to follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram and Snapchat. You can follow me on Facebook at Trust Jarrell Reloaded. You can follow me on Instagram at LifeCoach_Jarrell. You can also follow me on Twitter at Jarrell_Forever. And I am on every other site. Follow my website at www.trustjarrell.com. And you can also email me at trustjarrell@gmail.com. Once again, guys, I owe you guys an extra podcast, so you may get another podcast this week, or there's a possibility that you guys may get one next week, the week of Thanksgiving, and maybe the first week in December. But after these next two podcasts, the podcast will be on pause until the beginning of 2020. I will be revamping some things and working on some other projects and hopefully doing some collaborations with other people. But other than that, you guys be safe. You have an amazing holiday. Please share the podcast out, and I will catch you guys back next week, okay? Love you much.